This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 67 Biography of Diana Harshbarger, the Representative from Tennessee. General Information. Diana Harshbarger is a Republican politician from Tennessee, currently serving as the U.S. Representative for Tennessee's 1st Congressional District. She was born on January 1, 1960, in Kingsport, Tennessee, which is also part of the district she represents. Harshbarger has made a name for herself in both the pharmaceutical industry and politics, leveraging her background in healthcare to influence her legislative priorities. Early life and education. Diana Harshbarger was raised in Kingsport, Tennessee, where she developed a strong connection to her community and its values. She attended Dobyns Bennett High School, where she was known for her involvement in various school activities and her academic excellence. After high school, Harshbarger pursued higher education at East Tennessee State University, ETSU, where she earned a Bachelor of Science in Biology. Her interest in the sciences led her to further her education at the same institution, where she obtained a Doctor of Pharmacy degree. This educational background provided her with a solid foundation in the medical and pharmaceutical fields, which would later influence her career choices. Early career. Following her education, Diana Harshbarger embarked on a career in the pharmaceutical industry. She worked as a pharmacist, gaining first-hand experience in healthcare delivery and the challenges faced by patients in accessing medications. Her work in pharmacies across Tennessee not only honed her professional skills but also deepened her understanding of healthcare policy and its impact on local communities. Harshbarger's entrepreneurial spirit led her to establish her own pharmacy, Premier Pharmacy Services, in Kingsport. Through this business, she provided specialized pharmacy services, focusing on personalized patient care, which was a testament to her commitment to improving healthcare outcomes at the community level. Election history. Diana Harshbarger's entry into politics was marked by her run for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2020. She won the Republican primary for Tennessee's 1st Congressional District, defeating several opponents in a competitive race. Her campaign focused on her background in healthcare, her business experience, and her conservative values, resonating with the district's voters. In the general election, Harshbarger faced Democrat Blair Walsingham. She secured a victory with approximately 75% of the vote, a significant margin that reflected her strong support base in the district. Her win was seen as a continuation of the district's conservative leanings, which had been represented by Republican Phil Rowe before her. Since her election, Harshbarger has been active in her role, focusing on issues like healthcare reform, economic development, and veterans affairs, leveraging her background to influence policy. Political stances. Diana Harshbarger's political stances are deeply rooted in her conservative ideology and her professional background in healthcare. She advocates for less government intervention in healthcare, promoting market-driven solutions to reduce costs and increase access to care. Her experience as a pharmacist informs her push for policies that support small businesses and reduce regulatory burdens on the pharmaceutical industry. On economic issues, Harshbarger supports tax cuts for individuals and businesses, arguing that these measures stimulate economic growth and job creation. She has been vocal about reducing federal spending and balancing the budget, often citing the need for fiscal responsibility. In terms of social issues, Harshbarger holds traditional conservative views. She is pro-life, supporting legislation that restricts abortion, and has expressed opposition to policies that she believes undermine traditional family values. Regarding gun rights, Harshbarger is a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, advocating for the rights of law-abiding citizens to bear arms. She has opposed measures that she views as infringing on these rights, emphasizing the importance of personal freedom and security. Her stance on immigration includes support for border security and a merit-based immigration system, reflecting her belief in national sovereignty and the rule of law. Harshbarger has also been critical of policies that she perceives as overly lenient on illegal immigration. On foreign policy, Harshbarger tends to support a strong national defense and has expressed skepticism towards international agreements that she believes compromise U.S. interests or sovereignty. Her approach often aligns with a more isolationist or America First perspective, focusing on domestic issues before international commitments. Diana Harshbarger, the representative for Tennessee's 1st Congressional District, has garnered significant support from her constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is her deep-rooted connection to the district, having been born and raised in Kingsport, Tennessee. This local background allows her to understand and address the unique needs and concerns of her community with authenticity and insight. Her background as a pharmacist before entering politics provides her with a unique perspective on healthcare issues, which resonates well with voters. Harshbarger's experience in the pharmaceutical industry has equipped her with the knowledge to advocate for policies that aim to reduce drug costs and improve healthcare access, which are critical issues for many in her district. Her commitment to these issues has made her a trusted voice in discussions about healthcare reform. Support for Harshbarger also stems from her strong conservative values, which align with the predominantly Republican district. She champions limited government, fiscal responsibility, and traditional values, which appeal to a significant portion of her electorate. Her stance on these issues has solidified her base, as constituents feel she represents their political and cultural ethos effectively. Harshbarger's advocacy for small businesses and economic freedom has been another pillar of her support. Coming from a district with a strong entrepreneurial spirit, her policies aimed at reducing regulatory burdens and promoting economic growth resonate with local business owners and workers. Her efforts to support local economies through legislation that favors small businesses have been well received, fostering a sense of community and economic resilience. Her engagement with her constituents is also noteworthy. Harshbarger is known for her active presence in community events, town halls, and direct communication with her voters. This accessibility makes her constituents feel heard and valued, enhancing her reputation as a representative who truly cares about her district's welfare. Moreover, her legislative record reflects a commitment to her campaign promises. From supporting law enforcement to advocating for veterans' rights, Harshbarger has shown through her votes and sponsored bills that she is not just a politician but a dedicated public servant. This consistency between her words and actions builds trust and loyalty among her supporters. Lastly, her approach to politics, which often eschews the divisiveness seen in national politics, appeals to those who are weary of partisan battles. Harshbarger focuses on issues directly affecting her district, often working across the aisle when necessary, which demonstrates a pragmatic approach to governance. This has earned her respect even from those who might not align with her politically, as they appreciate her focus on local issues over national political games. In summary, Diana Harshbarger's support in Tennessee's 1st District can be attributed to her local roots, professional background, alignment with district values, economic advocacy, community engagement, legislative consistency, and a pragmatic political approach. These factors combine to make her a representative who not only understands her constituents but also actively works to serve their interests. Representative Diana Harshbarger from Tennessee's 1st District has faced criticism and lack of support from various groups for several reasons, one of which is her stance on healthcare issues. Many constituents and health policy advocates argue that her policies do not adequately address the pressing needs of rural healthcare, particularly in areas where access to medical services is already limited. Her opposition to expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act has been particularly contentious, as this expansion could provide health coverage to many low-income individuals in her district, potentially reducing the financial burden on local hospitals and improving health outcomes. Another significant point of contention is Harshbarger's environmental policies. Environmental groups and local activists have expressed concerns over her support for deregulation in the energy sector, which they believe could lead to environmental degradation in East Tennessee, an area known for its natural beauty and outdoor recreational activities. Her votes against measures aimed at combating climate change and protecting natural resources have alienated voters who prioritize environmental conservation. On the economic front, Harshbarger's economic policies have drawn criticism for not doing enough to foster job growth or support small businesses in her district. While she advocates for tax cuts and deregulation, Critics argue that these measures disproportionately benefit large corporations rather than the small business owners and workers who form the backbone of the local economy. Her approach to economic development is seen by some as lacking in innovative solutions for sustainable growth, particularly in sectors like technology and green energy, which could provide long-term benefits to the region. Harshberger's legislative record on social issues also contributes to her lack of support among certain demographics. Her conservative views on topics like abortion, same-sex marriage, and gun control are at odds with a growing segment of the population, especially younger voters and those in urban areas of her district who advocate for more progressive policies. This ideological divide has led to a significant portion of her electorate feeling unrepresented by her positions. Moreover, her approach to governance and communication has been criticized. Some constituents feel that Harshberger lacks transparency and does not engage sufficiently with the community outside of her political base. Her infrequent town halls and perceived reluctance to address controversial issues head-on have fostered a sense of disconnect, making many feel that their voices are not heard or valued in her legislative decisions. Lastly, the political climate itself plays a role in the lack of support for Harshberger. In an era where political polarization is at its peak, her alignment with national Republican agendas often overshadows local issues, leading to dissatisfaction among voters who feel that their representative is more focused on party politics than on district-specific needs. This has resulted in a call from some quarters for a representative who can bridge divides and focus more on bipartisan solutions to local problems. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.